You are right, Radcliffe. This is splendid hieratic.
He explained for the rest of us.
That was the cursive script used on documents and records. The hieroglyphic signs were too ornate and cumbersome for the scribes of a busy kingdom. The hieratic was developed from the hieroglyphic, and if you look closely, you will see how the signs resemble the original pictures.
We were all bending over the papyrus now, except Lucas, who sipped his whiskey and watched us all with his patronizing smile.
I see. Surely that is an owl, the letter M, and the following word much resembles the seated man, which is the pronoun I.
Quite right, quite right. Here is the word for sister. In ancient Egyptian, that might mean...
Evelyn, sensitive to the slightest change in his feelings, quietly returned to her chair.
Sister and brother were terms of endearment. A lover spoke of his sweetheart as his sister.
And this is a love poem.
Splendid. Read it to us, Master Walter, if you please.
Lucas had insisted that we be informal, but his address of Walter by the childish title was certainly meant to provoke. On this occasion, it had no effect. Walter was too absorbed in his studies.
I can only make out a few lines. You ought not to have unrolled it, Lord Ellesmere. The break goes through part of the text. However, this section reads, I go down with thee into the water, and come forth to thee again, with a red fish, which is beautiful, on my fingers. There is a break here. The lovers are by the water, a pond, or the Nile. They disport themselves in the cool water.
It doesn't have the ring of a love poem to me. If I offered a fish, red or white, to a lady of my acquaintance as a love offering, she would not receive it graciously. A diamond necklace would be more welcome.
Evelyn moved slightly in her chair.
Well, this is certainly a lover speaking. He is on one side of the river. The love of the sister is upon yonder side. A stretch of water is between, and a crocodile waiteth upon the sandbank. But I go down into the water. I walk upon the flood. My heart is brave upon the water. It is the love of her that makes me strong.
There was a brief silence when he stopped speaking. I don't know which impressed me more, the quaint charm of the lines or the expertness with which the modest young man had deciphered them. I forgot propriety in my enthusiasm. Brilliant, Walter! How inspiring it is to realize that noble human emotions are as ancient as man himself.
It seems to me not so much noble as foolhardy. That any man who jumps into a river inhabited by crocodiles deserves to be eaten up.
The crocodile is a symbol of the dangers and difficulties any true lover would risk to win his sweetheart.
That is very clever, Miss Amelia.
Too clever. Attempting to read the minds of the ancient Egyptians is a chancy business, Peabody. It is more likely that the crocodile is a typical lover's extravagance, a boast that sounds well, but that no man of sense would carry out.